Really? I must admit, I am surprised. Surprised and relieved in equal measure. But how glad am I to know that you not only can see a place for you here, but accept it? Immeasurably. Or perhaps this is another ploy. Perhaps this is only a stay of execution, a bid for time, waiting for the stars to align, only for you to venture again. Oh no, you would never, perish the thought. You know I could simply peer into that marvelous mind of yours, slip right past those walls you wasted years erecting. But I think I'd rather not. I think I'd rather wait and see for myself. I can scarcely bear the anticipation. But rest assured that one day I will have your trust and your devotion. I will break you, bit by bit, slowly, softly. And then you wouldn't wish to resist me. Regrettably, however, due to this little caper of yours, I must confine you in your quarters for now. It wouldn't do to have you walking out on us, after all. Oops. Oops, indeed. Oh, don't look so maligned. It's only for a time. A fortnight should suffice, I expect. For the time being, I've business to attend to. But worry not. Pet will keep you occupied in my absence.
I will? I will. But, you sure you're, you know, okay? You don't think you should, you know?
Oh, I feel utterly rejuvenated. Like new life has been breathed into this antediluvian form of mine. I simply need to see a certain surly lady about a book, that's all.
Lord Ump? Ugh. Well, if you say so.
Oh, I do say so, my most precious thing. Come here. But you, doll, you'll only get yours provided you're still here once I return. Now traipse along back to your room. And my capricious little couplet, try not to make any more trouble for one another, Ta-ta. Oh, and all? You may take your sandwich with you.
And she's gone again. Well, that happened, I guess.